Welcome to the Co-working Out Loud podcast, an exploration into storytelling, community, and the art of marketing. This is episode 3 of the Co-working Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Kat Johnson. In October, I went up to Vancouver for the Juicy Canada conference. It was my first time in the city, and I fell in love right away. It's a great walking town. There's great coffee, great food, lots of sights to see. And it was a much-needed getaway and time to reconnect with my co-working friends. 2017 was a rough year. Aside from all the political turbulence, Shout's granddaughter Shandy, my honorary granddaughter, passed away. Shortly after that, Bennett, one of the longtime members of Next Space Santa Cruz, my home co-working space, died unexpectedly. It was a lot to deal with, and my family and I did a tailspin into grief. My friend Iris Kavanaugh, who's been a force in the co-working world from the start and was at Juicy Canada, was going through some of this with me. She was a huge support when Shandy passed. We were collaborating on a library co-working project, and days before we pitched our proposal, which we'd been working on for weeks, I had to leave for Salt Lake for Shandy's services. Iris stepped up big time. She took care of the proposal herself and told me to just focus on what I needed to do. And Iris was close friends with Bennett and was going through her own grief process. So we were finding our way through loss together. I was happy to be in Vancouver, focused on co-working and community. Juicy Canada, which is produced by my friend Ashley Proctor, has a reputation for being the Kumbaya co-working conference, and it didn't disappoint. Vulnerability was an unofficial theme of the event. One attendee who runs several spaces that are more business center than co-working space told a group of us that he's vulnerable at Juicy in a way he can't be with his members and local community. During one of the breakout sessions, Vanessa from 312 Main in Vancouver was leading songs. A big circle of us were standing around and singing. We were all being vulnerable and open and embracing the moment. Vanessa had arranged a call and response to Leonard Cohen's song, Anthem. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. As I'm singing, I feel a swell of emotions coming up. I'm trying to keep them from spilling over by swallowing hard. The beauty and sadness and love of that moment was overwhelming. I was trying to blink away the tears that were coming, but I knew they were going to spill over. And I thought, I need to find Iris. I knew I wouldn't even need to explain what was going on for me. She would just get it. So I'm looking around across hundreds of people trying to find her when someone says, "Okay, it's time for the group photo." The family photo, as it's called, is a Juicy tradition, but I'm a mess. At this point, it's everything I can do to contain the fact that I'm losing it, but I didn't see Iris, so I just shuffled along with a group of people to the stage for the photo. I went to the back and was trying to smile and make friendly chit-chat with everyone jostling around. In front of me were several dozen people. On the right side of me were a handful of people trying to squeeze into the frame, and when I looked to my left, there was Iris, standing right next to me. I was so relieved to see her. I grabbed her arm and said, "I'm having a moment, girl," and I just lost it. I buried my face in her shoulder and was just sobbing uncontrollably while she hugged me. She didn't say anything. After a minute, after the tears had played themselves out, she just smiled and said, "You okay?" "Yeah, I'm okay." We faced forward, and the photographer took the group photo. If you zoom in, you can see me there standing next to Iris with a smile on my face among a sea of amazing co-working people. Now, I'll tell you, my plan was not to go to Juicy Canada to cry. My plan was to go connect, network, share marketing insights, talk to people about their strategies, you know, professional stuff. But there I was sobbing on Iris's shoulder. It was a flawed, unexpected moment of raw humanness, of real life taking over whatever else I had planned. There were probably about 10 people in that room who I know well, trust absolutely, and have been vulnerable with. But in that moment, I was looking for my friend who knew exactly what I had been going through. I didn't need to explain anything. She took one look at me and knew. Co-working has grown from a movement into an industry. But the co-working movement, which is powered by people who care deeply about building community and supporting each other, is very much alive. As space operators work to build sustainable businesses, to grow, to stay relevant and compete in this workspace industry, let's make sure to honor that the blazing heart of co-working is a movement of people. As Ashley reminded us at That Juicy, co-working is not about the spaces, but the people in them. Office rental spaces have been around far longer than co-working. What we have with co-working is a global movement of people who need not a desk and Wi-Fi or an office, but a community. We need people. We need inspiration. We need collaboration. We need a sense of belonging. How can you stoke the flame of community and caring in your space? What can you do to encourage more connection, interaction, and support? How can you further this people-powered movement that has very little to do with interior design, fabulous furniture, and Wi-Fi access points? How can you create a space where members feel safe to ask for help, to share, and to be vulnerable with each other? A space where you can be honest and vulnerable with your team and your co-working community. This approach is different from the old way of fronting perfection and strength, regardless of what's going on behind the scenes. This is letting go of the demand to be perfect and leaning into something much deeper and much more human. It's scary, and it's a leap of faith and a leap of trust, but it's why co-working is so powerful. Thanks for listening to the Co-working Out Loud podcast. If you enjoy the show, you can subscribe through the Apple Podcast app. If you have a minute, please leave a rating and review for the podcast. Bye for now.